This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Saulville. Actually, he's in Disney.
He's in Disney.
Jason Bishop.
I'm here.
And Eric Bickle. Join us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It's Chris Miller, now the play-by-play voice on NBC Sports Washington. First of all, I guess we should congratulate you on the job. Chris, you called some games. When did you first start calling games?
I filled in for Buck for a game, I think in 2018. Mm-hmm. We were in Toronto. And then last year I did, I think, 7 games. So it's been a passion project of mine for years, and just to get the opportunity now, man, you know, I'm really excited about it. It's good to be on the radio with you guys. I'm ready to go, man. I wish it was like end of September. I'm ready for my summer vacation to be over with.
I know this, Chris. I mean, it is a tough skill, in my opinion. Now, I remember Cakes and I, we got thrown into doing like play-by-play. We were doing like an appearance for Midnight Madness at Georgetown. EB was there too. And then All of a sudden, they had, you know, the game. Like, they all of a sudden they had a game, and they didn't tell us that we're going to be doing play-by-play, but they're like, hey, can you guys do play-by-play? And now, we weren't even, I mean, I was like, okay, number 5, fastest. Like, I didn't know anything.
Right.
It's a tough skill. Did you practice that a lot?
So you'll laugh at this. I play 2K a lot.
Okay.
So I call my own games. So I've been doing that probably like since Sega Genesis was out, right? So it's kind of, I kind of laugh when I tell people this. It's kind of like I've been preparing for this, you know, really my like whole life. So yeah, the part about like the play-by-play is really the preparation. Like if you know the game,
right.
Like if you hoop and you know the game, that stuff is second nature. It's just kind of like preparing, like you guys said, knowing the names, the numbers, you know, the stats and stuff like that. But, you know, once you kind of get into a rhythm, I did notice that, like, this year, you know, probably like that third or fourth game, I was like, oh, okay. I went through every circumstance imaginable. You know, obviously with COVID, I was at the arena with an analyst or at the arena with an analyst in studio. I was in a room by myself, and the other analyst was in another room by himself.
Right.
So I kind of did every kind of, you know, game imaginable in just a small window. So, man, I'm really looking forward to it. And you guys know, you know, I've been here 15 years. I love the game. I love the team. I love the city. So I'm just ready to kind of embrace this new job. But for me, this is it. I'm ready to get down.
Hey, maybe that's all it takes, 3 or 4 games, because EB said he mastered being color commentator in lacrosse in
really?
3 games.
I sucked for the first one. It literally took me three games. I had mastered it. It wasn't that hard.
But hey, I see your commercial. I bet you mastered that, too, in one take, too.
Well, that took a
that
few
was
more
a long,
than one
a 9-hour shoot.
You'd be shocked. Hey, by the way, I know we had you on and we asked you a little bit. Do you know, is Drew going to be your partner? Do we know?
I can officially say that 6'10 bald-headed dude is going to be rolling with me this season. I'm excited about that. Drew and I have known each other when he was playing for the Cavaliers and I was working in Cleveland. So we've known each other a long time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember we were in a cab when he was playing and we went to a Yankees game together. And this is towards the end of his career. And I remember telling him, hey, bro, you should really think about kind of getting into the broadcasting space. Mm-hmm. Great voice, funny, knows the game, obviously. And he kind of took me up on it. So I'm trying to get 4% of his money now since I was the one that told him to get into the business.
Right. Hey, is the requirement that you have to be bald to be calling the games?
Hey, listen. If you bald-headed, you're part of the team, man. We'll take you.
I'm just basically gray hair, white hair at this point.
Hey, so what's your take on Johnny D? We had Johnny on the show yesterday, and nice kid. Tough kid, obviously. And we were talking about his season last year in Wisconsin. Finished fifth in the conference in rebounding for a guard. Pretty impressive. Averaged 8.5 per game.
That's so funny. Yeah. That's so funny you mentioned that. That was kind of like the first thing that kind of stood out to me when I kind of like looked at his numbers.
Right.
You know, he averaged 8 rebounds as a guard, and he's 6'5". He's a dog, man. I had to watch a lot of his games after once the season was over with. Because, you know, in the season, guys, you know, you're kind of locked into the NBA. But I went to a specific game and was told to watch his game against Purdue at Purdue when he gave Jaden Ivey 37-14. And he was by far the best player on the floor. In fact, I think Ivy got in foul trouble in that game. And I just noticed, and I started asking people, I'm like, okay, what's up with this dude? And every night, guys, he was clearly Wisconsin's best player. And he always showed up to the biggest games. And that tells me something about him, especially if you're trying to come to the NBA. If you're a dog and you play better when the lights are the brightest, that's at least going to translate to the NBA because you're going to be a competitive guy. And the one thing I noticed about him these first 2 days of minicamp is, like, he's learning. Like, the NBA game is completely different. Even these guys that are, like, journeymen that are trying to hang on, you know, he's in there competing. You know, he might turn the ball over, but the next possession he does something really well. So I'm excited to see what the kid can do. Clearly he's a rookie. Clearly he's going to have moments where he looks really good, and there will be times he's going to look bad. But at least we're getting somebody that understands what it's like to be the best player on a team. And, oh, by the way, he won Big Ten Player of the Year with a guy like Keegan Murray and Jaden Ivey in that conference.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
I'm impressed that you said, especially when he played against Ivey, that he was the best player on the court. Because Ivey was a guy, listen, I haven't watched all these guys by any stretch. But he was a guy that we had kind of looked at, and he really blew me away. So the fact that you actually think he outplayed him that day, that's pretty impressive.
It wasn't even close, by the way, because Ivy got in foul trouble. But no, Johnny Davis was by far the best player on that court that day.
I'm watching the highlights as we speak, and he's just taking Ivy off the dribble, hitting a lot of mid-range shots. He's kind of the master of the mid-range, which we don't see that often anymore. What are the Wizards missing now to get to the next level? All right, we haven't seen Beal and Porzingis play together. We're going to assume that Beal's going to come back. Yeah, right. Johnny Davis to the mix of young guys, which include Rui, Denny, and Kispert. You got Kuzma, who merged last year. KCP solid. What do you foresee with this team?
Got to get a point guard. Got to get a point guard, veteran point guard. It doesn't have to be a dynamic top-tier point guard, but it's got to be somebody that can at least get you into your sets and, more importantly, stay in front of the ball. All right, you're going to get beat. Guys, we all know this in basketball. You're not going to be able to stop, you know, these point guards in this league. But if you could just make it a little bit uncomfortable and have a little bit of size. I mean, the Wizards have had some small guards here lately. They got to get a little bit bigger at that position. And if you can play defense and you can get guys into their sets, I think there's enough offense out there where they'll be fine, right? You talked about Beal, Kuzma, KCP, Porzingis. Porzingis, to me, if he and Beal can stay healthy, and that's the key, really, for both of them, the Wizards are going to score points. And I think with Porzingis' ability of his length and his size, and the way he blocks shots, and you add Gafford as a backup, you know, hopefully the Wizards can be really good in terms of rim protection. But defense and three-point shooting is going to be the real key moving forward with this team.
Does Denny's role improve a little bit this year, in your opinion?
in terms of offense, he has to take another step.
Right.
I think defensively, he wants all the smoke. Like, he doesn't care. Like, I remember he was like, yeah, I got DeRozan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got KD. And whatever the result was, at least he was, you know, competing. That's where he's really taken steps, I think. But offensively, he's got to hit shots. And more importantly, and he'll tell you this, man, you got to make layups. You're too big to be missing these layups yeah. under the rim. And I think that's where, you know, he can really add to his point total is knocking down these under-the-basket shots. Don't lay it up. Dunk on these dudes. And I think that's where you want to see Denny evolve next season.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of the numbers from last year. So in April, he averaged 12 points a game, which was 3 points better than March and April. And February. So he was starting to take some more shots. Now, obviously, Bradley wasn't there, so there was more shots to be had.
Right.
But if he can get into that 15 field goal attempts per game, you know, 12 to 15, he should be able to get, you know, 12 to 14 a game. That's a good role for him.
And I want to see what his rebounding numbers will be also. Like, right. again, like, if you can average, look, if he could average, like, 13 and 6,
right.
would you take that?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, you'd take that, right?
Yep.
That'd be great. Now, those numbers sound like Rui numbers, to be honest with you. Rui, last year at the end, he started knocking down a bunch of threes. I didn't think that much of it because they were losing a bunch of games. What can we expect from him?
Well, that was really that was enlightening, really, to kind of see that work that kid put in because he was gone for so long, and he came back with a three-point shot. Defensively, he's got to get better. He is too physically gifted to not be a better defender, and I think he can be a better defender and couple that with his three-point shot. And we already know he loves the mid-range. I mean, he would probably rather shoot a mid-range than a three, but as you guys know, the game has kind of evolved, and for him to improve that three-point shot is impressive, but for him, defensively, I think is where he has to take. It's funny, if you take, like, Denny's defense and Rui's shooting, man, that's Kawhi Leonard, right? Like, if you took the two guys together, that would be kind of the equivalent of what Kawhi Leonard does on both ends of the floor.
Do we expect to see all these guys, you know, before the draft, as we're talking to Chris Miller, the play-by-play voice of the Wizards on NBC Sports Washington, before the draft we were talking about, are they going to trade Beal? Are they going to move up in the draft? And instead, relatively boring. They just took Johnny Davis with the 10th pick, and we kind of expect these guys to be back. You mentioned point guard. All right, maybe they find a point guard who's available in free agency. Are they going to make any other moves, or are they pretty much bringing these guys back?
It looks like to me they might run it back. And the only difference would be obviously adding that point guard, right? I think they've got a $10 million an exception, and I think a biannual exception of like $4 million, about $14 million to play with right now. I think that's it. Again, the veteran point guard is really important. I mean, I know that they say they want Beal to kind of, you know, bring the ball up. They want Johnny Davis eventually to bring the ball up, but you know, the best version of this team for me, this is just me speaking, is you got a guy that in here that knows how to facilitate offense and also can guard that ball. And that's just asking a lot of Brad to do.
Was that the deficiency with?
And we want him to be the point guard?
Was that the deficiency with guys like Neto and Ish Smith? Because they can bring the ball up and facilitate. It's just they were too small and just got beat up on the defensive end?
I mean, just defensively, it was just tough, right? And these guys, to their credit, they're backup point guards. And you're asking them now to start and play 30-plus minutes. That's not who they are. And again, that's no disrespect to them. It's just they were backups for a reason. And that's why I think it's important to get a starter in here.
So when you say a veteran point guard, I'm just kind of looking at the list of free agents. But, I mean, are you talking about a guy like a Ricky Rubio to come in or – you know, you don't want Rondo. You know, you maybe a Patty Mills. Kemba's already been traded. Austin Rivers. I mean, what's out there that kind of intrigues you?
Well, I think we've been there, done that with Austin Rivers, so I don't think that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just throwing out names that I kind of recognize.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I think, you know, I've heard Monte Morris's name from Denver. He's a 6'2 point guard. Obviously, he has a connection with Wes Unseld Jr. playing in Denver. You know, I don't know if I don't think they'll get into Jalen Brunson sweepstakes. I mean, it looks like he's about to get a bag.
Oh, he's going
to
get big money. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Dennis Schroeder's name is out there.
Right.
I don't think they're going to get into the Brogdon thing. I mean, I think Brogdon is going to probably Indiana's going to ask a lot for him. And if you want to kind of run it back with your young kids, I don't think you want to try to get rid of them. But there'll be a veteran out there, either in a trade or in free agency that I think that they're going to be able to bring in. It's important. They know it too. They've said it publicly. It's mm-hmm. important.
Yeah, Shepard has talked about it.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll do something. So we talked a lot about Bradley yesterday, Chris, and we kind of just threw out the question, would you take the 248 and play here because it's $60 million more than what you can make as a free agent? Or would you go somewhere for, you know, $180 or $200, whatever it is, and have a better shot at winning? And just kind of want to get your take. You think Bradley, if he does sign the extension, is it more because it's just guaranteed money and another $60 million? Or is it because he's just comfortable with the area? His kids, his family probably like the area. He's just comfortable with the situation. He likes Tommy. Or does he – I'll throw a third option out there. Does he think they can win now that they got Kristaps? What do you think the reason would be?
I like all three of them. I'll just say this. This is just Chris Miller talking. I'm not speaking for Brad or anybody else. There is something about – being drafted in a city, signing multiple contracts with that team, and at the end of the day, they retire your jersey and it hangs next to Wes, Biggie, Honeycomb, Phil Chenier. That you realize Bradley Beal is less than, I think, 2,200 points away from being the all-time leading scorer in this organization's history, which means he could probably do it if he played every game this year. He could probably do it this season, but more than likely, it would be the season after that. That means something. That's a legacy, right? Like, he's got three kids now. That stuff still matters. And Brad, to me, and I know Brad, Brad's old school, man. Like Bobby and Besta Beal raised him the right way, where it's not like, hey, when it's getting real hot in the kitchen, I'm out. No, he's going to stay with you. So there's a sense of loyalty there, and you can appreciate that. Here's where I just feel like where this organization is right now with him, I think they got to go get somebody that's at least as good as him or better. Then I think that's when you get the best version of Bradley Beal. And maybe Porzingis is that guy. But, yeah, I would take the 248 in the 5 years because that means, first of all, he wanted to be here. Second of all, the organization wants him to be here. And now it's time to make the team better around him, if that all makes sense to you guys.
Chris, I wanted to ask you about John Wall, who looks like is going to agree to a buyout and sign with the Clippers. Some reason, when I think about John Wall and Chris Miller, I go back to the dogs. I think you went to his house, interviewed him, and you're not like a big dog guy, and they were like big dogs. I just remember that interview. You looked nervous the whole time, but you were tight with him, you know, as tight as I guess a reporter can be with the player. You got to feel good for him, right?
So I'm going to steal one of you guys' terms. Last night when I found out about it, I got a little silly, all right? I was like, I'm happy for him because this guy has not played basketball for 2 years. And like you said, I know him, like, more than just a basketball player. I mean, this guy, when he came into the league, was so dynamic. And the injuries just crippled him. But he's always had something in him that made him dynamic. I remember the bone spur. I don't know if you guys remember this. This guy played with a bone spur that was, if you looked at it, like he showed it to me on a picture, like this bone spur that he was playing with in his foot. You'd be surprised how many games that he played with that. I mean, he played with such heart. And he loved him. I go back to when he got traded. I get it. I get it. Both sides had to move on. But I've always rooted for him. And now he gets this buyout, and he goes to a situation in L.A., and I talked to him last night. All he has to do now, guys, is facilitate the ball and stay healthy. and they got a chance to win a championship. When you think about Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, John, Luke Kennard, okay, we all remember Luke Kennard here last season.
Mm-hmm.
They have a team in Ty Lue, who's one of the best coaches in the league. I couldn't think of a better situation for John to be in.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, well, we'll talk to you soon, Chris. Appreciate the time, bro.
Thank you, buddy.
Did I get that term right? Silly, right? That means you're excited about something?
Yeah, I think you might lean towards Seist there, but that's okay.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I'm working with you guys. I'm working.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, man. We'll talk to you guys. Appreciate you.
All right, man.
I always love Chris. I used to do a lot of Wizards post games and work with him a lot, but I just remember that piece. And it would be like me. Like, I've never been a dog person, but all of a sudden he was immersed in John's house for this piece, and these huge dogs were coming at him, and you could just tell he wasn't comfortable. But
hey, I feel
like congratulations to Chris. That's pretty cool that he was just practicing play-by-play, playing NBA 2K.
Chris wasn't as bad as, remember the guy, was it the Kansas City Chief? Cakes would know. The guy that was weirded out by the horses. Remember they had horses there at halftime? It was like a viral clip from NFL Films. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was the DB. Was there? He was.
Yeah.
He ended up having. Didn't he have a neck injury or?
I think so.
But it'd be interesting to see what John Wall does with the Clippers. You know, Jason immediately was like, "Well, Reggie Jackson's going to start." Well, what if John is healthy?
Eric Berry. Yeah,
I think Eric Berry, didn't he have cancer or something?
Maybe that's like, what it was.
Yeah,
he had something rough.
Yeah, cancer. Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, how the NIL is changing everything in college sports.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. So I teased this NIL story, and I mentioned during the break, we've got a longtime friend of the show who was, I don't want to give his name out and his info, but he was an executive for years in sports that has always been kind of on the PR side, executive side, management side of different sports franchises, including the Capitals and DC United, whatever. He's like an NIL guy now. I don't know exactly what he's doing, but he's an NIL guy, and this field
a whole
is only
new
growing.
Industry.
What would his role be?
And I think he's trying to try and connect athletes with companies.
To the businesses. Okay.
And so maybe he's collecting. I don't know enough about that.
So almost like an agent.
Yeah, but you probably work for the university,
right. Correct?
And funnels the money to the athletes in a way that's legal,
right. Correct? And so now it's all legal. And what's crazy is there's a story coming out of Miami, and what's crazy to me is it's not even Arch Manning. Like, it makes sense if it's Arch Manning, the number one quarterback, the number one recruit in the country. So there's a quarterback who's a 4-star prospect. They say number 7 quarterback in the class of 2023, per 24/7 Sports, who just signed a $9.5 million NIL deal, name, image, likeness, with a Miami booster named John Ruiz. Apparently, he turned down $11 million from Florida.
Mm. Ruiz is the former boxer, right? Isn't John Ruiz a former boxer?
That name sounds familiar. I don't know if it's the same guy. That's what shows up. So I don't know if that's the same guy. I mean, Ruiz is a pretty common name.
Yeah.
It says Ruiz is an entrepreneur, attorney, and businessman. So I'm going to say there are two different John Ruiz.
Okay, I thought it was the same guy.
Possibly the same guy. Don't know. But I'm going to say different guy. I mean,
well, this guy, John, you're probably right. John Ruiz, this guy who apparently paid him the $9.5 million is disputing that.
And saying?
He's just saying the report from On3.com is inaccurate as it relates to Rashada. Well, now, I don't know if that's true or not, but he's disputing.
There's another guy who's an NIL lawyer, because now there's lawyers involved, who said Jaden left millions on the table. Millions. He did not pick the highest offer. He went there because he loves Miami, the coaches, and the opportunity.
And again, I mean, it doesn't mean anything, but he's only a 4-star, not a 5-star. So he was not even like the top of his class. I mean, 4-star's pretty darn great.
Sure.
You know, to be rated that highly coming out of high school. But it's not like he was the top guy like Arch Manning. And you guys, I'm sure, talked about Arch last week when he announced he was going to Texas.
Yeah.
Have there been any reports on that NIL deal?
I've seen.
Just the valuation?
Yeah, I've seen ballpark figures. Three and a half.
Total?
Yeah,
they say his total valuation is $3.1 million. I don't know how they come up with that.
How is that so much lower?
Well, right here it says only two other high school athletes currently have NIL valuations surpassing $2 million. Bronny James and somebody named Mikey Williams.
Yeah, well, Mikey Williams is like the top recruit in the class. So hold on. Are these guys getting NIL money in high school? Is that what they're saying?
I don't think they've crossed into that yet.
I think there are certain states that allow it. I thought California was the only state that actually would allow the high school kids before they graduate to get it.
It's going
to
happen
eventually. Maybe it's starting to spread a little bit.
Will DeMatha kids now, be signing kid, NIL
I think Mikey
deals.
Williams has a big NIL deal.
Right now.
Yes.
And it's future, like when he plays in college. It's high school.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Is this Rashada kid a California kid?
I don't know where he's from.
The one that signed with Miami?
Yeah. I don't know where he went to high school, but if he was from California, that makes sense. But who knows what's accurate? I mean, this guy Ruiz is saying that it's not.
Why do my kids who are good athletes, why do they all play like non-revenue sports that no one cares about and there's no money? Besides for my kid to sign a big NIL deal.
Nobody cares.
What's your Charlotte North getting?
I don't know.
She's the best, but she's graduated.
She'll be in the pro league, and you know she'll make a ton of money.
She might have gotten something this past year.
Yeah, I'm sure she did.
Something small.
But nothing like this.
So you are right that Jaden Rashada, who made this commitment to Miami, is from Pittsburgh, California.
Yeah. Well, so, I thought that California
well,
was...
Now these guys who are really good can create bidding wars, right?
Of course.
That's the recruiting bit, and that's where, like... Our friend is part of a prominent university, and they try and assemble a fund so they can compete.
Right.
So they get a bunch of attorneys and boosters, whatever, that are willing to create like a NIL fund, and then that fund essentially just pays the guys.
Yeah, I mean, it is the cat is out of the bag. They're never going to be able to. The tube is out of the. What is it?
The toothpaste is out of the tube.
They're never going to be able to go back to not paying these guys.
But do you think it just keeps increasing?
Yes.
I mean, they're going to get $20 million in 5 years.
I don't think they deserve it. Think about it.
I don't think it'll get that high because the problem.
Imagine if the Fab Five occurred today.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Imagine the Fab Five today.
But like college football to me is more dicey.
Sure. But you're going to have regular offensive linemen who are 5-star recruits who eventually are going to get $1 million a year. The top left tackle for Alabama.
Why are we even having them go to class at that point?
A lot of them don't.
I mean, the NCAA could eventually put a cap on it. Right now, they've got no control over it.
Yeah.
They could eventually come in and just put a cap on it.
I suppose they could do that.
on, well, what, when, that, on what a player can make. At
does
a,
the University of Maryland have NIL fund yet?
100%.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
You can't be a competitive Division I university and
you think Tully is not getting something?
Yeah.
He's getting something.
100%.
Oh, there I got it. It's called Turtle NIL.
Yeah. That's not news.
They're all, they all got
unaware of it.
What do you mean? How could you be unaware? Every Big
Ten
school.
You know who runs Turtle NIL? See, you're kind of unaware, too. Harry Geller.
Well, I don't know the guy's name. I know it exists.
If you think Big Ten school doesn't have NIL.
Every Big Ten school has it. Every ACC school
I would say every FBS school has it.
Yeah.
On, obviously, lesser levels
and smaller
schools.
In fact, I know for a fact there are Marist kids that have NIL deals, and they have a compliance officer, et cetera, that everything has to go through.
Who's Harry Geller?
Oh, no.
It's the Big Time Booster, I guess.
Oh. No, he's probably a businessman.
Alumnus, booster, and popular professor who founded the NIL.
So this guy Ruiz said he talked to the NCAA, and he said he's got 115 Miami athletes with a total of $7 million on his payroll.
Wow.
Now, this doesn't include the possibility of Rashada.
Wasn't there a guy who said they were given like 50 G's to each of the offensive linemen?
That was Texas, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was it 50 or 100? Yeah, maybe it was 50. Yeah.
I doubt Arch Manning signed with Texas, though, because they offered him the most money.
No, right. I mean, right. Obviously, he's fine, but.
Yeah, he probably could have got more somewhere else. But we talked about it. The Texas situation is interesting because they've got Quinn Ewers, who was a stud.
He was the top recruit the year before.
Right, and he transferred from Ohio State because C.J. Stroud's there, so he's not going to play there. So he transferred to Ohio State.
He's going to have to transfer again.
No, because he can play. He can play 2 years because he's already burned 1 year. He was a redshirt freshman, so he could play 2 years at Texas, and Arch sits for
1 year.
1 year, and then if he's good enough, he steps
as a sophomore.
But they drafted or they signed another kid, Malik Murphy, who was a highly recruited kid too, who's there now as a freshman, true freshman. Mm-hmm. So they've got him, they've got Hudson Card, who was also highly recruited, and they've got Malik Murphy, and then they've got Arch coming in. Two of those guys are going to be transferred.
What is it? I only read a little bit about it. Arch had developed a great relationship with one of their assistants, right?
I think it was the QB coach.
The QB coach.
Also, his tight end is going there, which always helps. They recruit like your favorite receiver, who's a three-star. I'm sure Steve Sarkisian cares about a three-star tight end.
But he'll take
him. But he's a teammate of Arch Manning.
Yeah.
He can be in the tight end room.
God. Listen. At the end of the day, it's probably going to it'll end up in just more corruption. But I'm glad the athletes are getting paid.
I'm reading an article now. So Ryan Day, who is the head football coach at Ohio State, recently told business leaders in Columbus, Ohio, it would take $13 million to keep his roster intact.
Hey. At least
he's just throwing up the price tag. Like, hey, you guys, come up with $13 million. And we keep this roster intact.
Transfer portal and NIL has completely changed the game.
What would Jason Bishop worth at the University of Richmond back in the day?
$5. So think about the kid at Kentucky. We talked about Oscar Tshiebwe, who he's a center, basketball player. He was a projected first-round pick. Came back for his senior year. I believe he's a senior, isn't he? Isn't Oscar a senior?
Yep.
Because he got $2.2 million. From some business in Lexington.
Well, C.J. Stroud, the quarterback.
And that's just college hoops. I mean, the quarterbacks coming out of high school at Big 12 schools are going to get a lot.
C.J. Stroud, the starting quarterback at Ohio State, got a deal with a Bentley dealer.
Imagine.
Well, so did Quinn Ewers. I think Quinn Ewers
is. He's not driving a 77 Malibu Classic.
He agreed to an NIL deal with a local audio dealer that resulted in receiving a Bentley lease.
I think Quinn Ewers is driving around in a souped-up Bentley in Texas.
Wow. Don't you wish you could go back to high school, Jason? Get that recruiting game going again?
Wouldn't work for me.
So top quarterbacks getting
about... Gerard Mustafa would get a bunch of
top quarterbacks getting $2 million in NIL deals, while edge rushers and offensive tackles can expect $1 million, according to Ohio State.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm telling you, dude. Left tackles are going to be making $1 million a year. Why wouldn't they?
I would think the quarterbacks, if not at all FBS, 90% of the FBS schools are getting something, just the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But even the kids at San Jose State are getting something from local.
Yeah, but what are they getting? Are they just getting like a bunch of Bentleys? Or are they getting...
Yeah, they might have a car deal.
You know.
Maybe they're, you know.
One guy's getting a Bentley. Another guy's just getting free drinks at Bentleys.
Correct. I mean, there's different levels.
Yeah.
But they're all getting something.
All right. Got to take a break if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. Can always call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We're the Junkies. Coming right back. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington.
Quick reminder, don't forget to download the Sports Betting Podcast. Skippy and I do BetQL Picking Fatties. Will Brinson will be on tomorrow's show. Talk some NFL win totals with him, maybe some college win totals with Will Brinson from CBS Sports.
He's nice. A big gambler.
Oh, yeah. He's perfect for our pod. Hey, I wanted to bring up, so last night, I took my family to dinner because my oldest daughter turned 21 yesterday.
On Taco Tuesday? Or no, today's Taco Tuesday.
Today's Taco Tuesday.
Yesterday was Monday.
Yeah.
Jace is big into Taco Tuesday, but last week he did it on Monday and Wednesday.
Yeah.
But
I can do tacos. Tuesday. I can do tacos every day of the week if you let me.
I didn't know you're so into tacos.
But my daughter, I can't believe my daughter's 21.
Uh-huh.
And she wanted to go to...
Did she have her first drink? Her first sip of alcohol?
Yeah, first, right. She wanted to go to dinner down... It kind of tilted me because I don't like coming back into D.C.
All right.
But she wanted to go to the Georgetown waterfront.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you go to Sequoia? Where'd you go?
We went to, it's called Fiola Mare.
All right.
And it's an Italian restaurant right near Tony and Joe's, right near Nick's Riverside Grill, right there on the water.
Yep.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how expensive this freaking restaurant was. And I didn't, I tried to stay calm because it's her 21st birthday.
Right.
I didn't want to be a Debbie Downer and say, we're not going here. You know, she had her.
Did you have an idea before or wasn't until you got there? Like, did you check out the menu at home before you had left?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I did. But so I didn't want to say, I don't want to go here. It's too expensive.
Was that kind of her birthday present?
Yeah, it was her 21st birthday. And, you know, I got a couple of other things,
right.
But she wanted to go out to dinner. So, I came home, I recorded the pod, and then we jumped in the car, took showers, jumped in the car, and the four of us went down to Fiola Mare. Bro. Now, the food was good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It was the most expensive restaurant. Glasses of wine were $25. One glass. So I said, the cheapest bottle of wine on the menu was $130.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, you know, if we're all going to be drinking wine, I might as well get a bottle.
All right, so there you go.
So I got the bottle of wine, $130.
The cheapest one.
The cheapest one.
Did it taste like $2 Chuck?
No, it was good, right. But it was the cheapest bottle.
It's pretty. It's got a nice view.
Entrees were minimum $45.
Yeah, I would have been bitter about it.
You know, we got a couple appetizers. Anyway, long story short.
$500.
Did you at least have
with
a view
tip,
of the water?
It was $550.
Yeah.
What?
I spent $550 on dinner last night for my daughter's
for four people.
Well, she brought a friend of hers too.
So five.
Yeah, but at least you know what? If you had done a big
Virginia
party
Tech.
Like you did when they were younger, it would have cost you $500. You've done that before, I guarantee.
I know. I just wasn't prepared for that, Bickle. And it was $550, and we could have gone somewhere and got another great dinner somewhere for half.
You could have gone to Circa and had it for free.
I could have gone to Circa, but Circa's not waterfront.
Right.
She wanted to be on the water. And so I sucked it up and I went. It was a long dinner, too.
Funny, when you Google, if you just Google things now,
yep.
There'll always be like a list of questions
mm-hmm.
below. It says people also ask, and the question is Fiola Mare yeah. expensive?
Say yes, 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 yes.
And it says here, the answer to the question is Fiola Mare is an exception. It's expensive, but actually worth the price for a special occasion. In addition to a great view of water, has excellent seafood and pasta dishes your mom will approve
it
of.
It did. The food was really good, but Eric, it was pricey.
Yeah,
I haven't spent that much money on a dinner in a long time.
You
if
love
ever.
The Star of the Sea.
I don't think I
the
have.
The food was good.
I remember I went to an Indian restaurant. I think it was of all places,
and it was really fancy and Chevy Chase, whatever. Yeah. And it was like $350, and I wanted to pass out.
Right.
So I can't imagine spending $550.
Look, if you don't drink and you go and you're just going with your wife or girlfriend or husband, whatever, and you just get...
Maybe you get away with $150.
Correct. Yeah. Five people with a bottle of wine was $550.
If you, what if you got like the nubbiest
and that
dish?
Hurt.
Like kind of the nubbiest
Matt,
entree on
that
a
hurt
fancy
my ass.
Italian is the nubbiest entree I would say is something like lasagna. Did they have like lasagna for like $25?
No, because it's more of a southern.
You find, it says it's a seafood.
It's place. A southern Italian, you know, more right. Mediterranean style. So a lot of light sauces and fish. I had bolognese, which was really good.
I love bolognese.
But you know, the northern Italian is more the heavy sauces,
red
sauces. But it hurt my ass walking out of there.
Did she go out afterwards with her friends?
No, she had some friends come over to the house. She had to work today, so she couldn't get too crazy. Three or four friends came over last night, and they were up till 11 or so.
Nice. So
it hurt.
I'm sure it did.
Okay.
So I saw the story and thought of you, Valdez.
Make that known.
local story.
Did it hurt?
Valdez, are you familiar with Route 10?
Route 10? Yes, that's, I know Route 10.
So Route 10 apparently runs between Pasadena and Glen Burnie.
Yep.
Did you ever speed on Route 10?
No, because there's a billion cops on Route 10 ready to get you.
So there's a story in Anne Arundel, they caught somebody on Route 10 going 169 miles an hour.
Oh
169!
Well, it's just an idiot.
It's dangerous. Were they on a motorcycle or was it a car?
How could they catch that guy?
Helicopters. It was a Ford Mustang.
Jesus. Ford Mustang. Must have been a Shelby. That's silly.
The speed limit is 55.
No, that's insane.
If you go 170, you have to have your license taken away forever.
Well, I think that's what Jason Wirth was doing when he was like in
his
Lamborghini.
What time,
was it? Was this in the middle of the day or is this at night?
Well, it's more dangerous.
Friday afternoon.
What an idiot.
Machine Gun Kelly. There's a scene in his doc, in the Hulu doc, where he says... I can't remember. He says, oh, I just got out of the studio. I'm going to listen to my album and drive 150 miles an hour. And he got in his Bentley.
And he's probably stoned because
he
smokes all the time.
And he got pulled over.
Right.
And he was very cordial to the cop. And he goes, didn't I just pull you over for doing the same thing
right.
like last week? He said, yeah, man, sorry. You know.
I can't tell
it's
you how terrified I would be if I was in a car going 170.
I took
the car would shake.
Yeah, I took my Maxima up to like 90 something, and it was shaking.
When I've taken my car to 90 on 81 or wherever 95, I'm scared. And then I look down, I'm going 91. What am I doing?
Yeah, but now in like a Beamer or a nice car, you don't even.
I feel like I get close to 90 a lot.
No,
just when I'm not paying attention, like
Maxima.
I'm sure, like when I drove to Outer Banks, for example, and you're in like the straight highway,
you're probably going 84, 85. Yeah,
I mean, then when I see it, it's like usually when I'm not paying attention, I'm like, oh, I'm in the 80s.
Slow down,
I get off the gas pedal because I'm afraid to be like EB and need rides for like 6 months.
Well, I'm just telling you, man. When I get close to 90, that's when it starts to.
Well, 169 is almost double.
That's what I'm saying. I can't even imagine going 169.
That's like, what do they run in Formula One? Now they're doing all those turns and stuff. But how fast do they get? Do they get
200?
Like, they get to 200 in those little city tracks, or no?
No, I mean,
not in the city.
On a straightaway.
On a straightaway, even on a city track, they'll get to that speed.
Well, if it's close to it, 190, 200,
I mean, in NASCAR, they have this
NASCAR
restrictor.
NASCAR get to what, 150 or something?
No, higher than that, I think.
They do?
Aren't they close to 200 in NASCAR, too?
Wow.
If you could do a ride in a Formula One car, would you want to?
Nope.
I don't really have any interest.
Nope.
NASCAR?
Like, I knew I would be safe or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't really have any interest.
I'd be too scared.
I just don't. It's not so. I don't have that thrills thing.
I don't
need to jump out of an airplane. I don't need to go 180. I like to go 0 to 60 in like 3 seconds. Like that
I like to think I'm willing to try everything, but I'll be honest. After I jumped out of the airplane the one time, and I was as safe as could be. It was with the Golden Knights. I mean, they hit a target.
Were you terrified right before you jumped out?
I felt comfortable when we got on the plane. We're flying on the plane. They opened
the door.
But then that first moment when I looked down and I saw 10,000 feet or 20,000 feet, however high it was, and I looked down the ground. I was like, man, I hope that parachute works.
Well, of course.
I mean, that's all I could think about.
Feel like your stomach.
And some people want a free fall for a while.
Drop?
Some people want a free fall for a while. I wanted that parachute to open up as quickly as possible so that I knew I was going to be good to go.
Imagine doing that, like Travis Pastrana with no parachute.
Yep.
And having your boys catch you. That's insane.
Man, no, are these people who just jump off of like condominium buildings?
Oh, like the base jumpers?
Yeah, they're insane. No. All right, we got to get out of here for Bish Bucks and EB. I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.